How's it, Jack? So, while McLaren celebrate Lando Norris extending his contract with them, pretty good news as far as from a McLaren fan perspective. Nothing surprising. But one thing that struck me is that you're not very happy with that decision that he made.
Yeah, like you said, it's not surprising, but at the same time, for me, it's a bit disappointing. I'm feeling that Lando is not trying to get out of his comfort zone. And he's been in that comfort zone since he joined F1 with McLaren. You know, he's a McLaren protege, and they helped him, they supported him all through the ranks until he reached Formula One. We know Zak Brown is fond of him, and he has a lot of faith in him, and he's even building the team around him. But the problem is, we all know that Lando's a special talent. He's a special driver. But how special is he? Can we really find out when he's still with McLaren? Because ever since he joined, the team haven't been in their best situation. The cars haven't been really good. He's raced now maybe 104 races, I think, in F1. He's got one pole position, no wins, few podiums. How can we really know how good is he? Is it him or is it the car? And the problem, and the other day, you know, when we were chatting with our guys and Kevin, one of our writers, he said that you can feel that there's no pressure for Lando at McLaren because the team are putting so much pressure on themselves to get the cars sorted out. And I think that makes a lot of sense. If I were Lando, I should be looking for the next step. He said the other day that he talked to other teams and there's nothing happening there. But that doesn't justify that he signs several years after 2026. If I were him, I would sign maybe 2026 with an option to extend or an option to get out. Because if 2026 McLaren mess up the car, what will he do?
End of the day, you got to ask what teams would Lando drive for? Okay. Well, it's Ferrari, it's Red Bull, it's Mercedes. You can't look anywhere else. He has to be going up to a works team. McLaren aren't a works team. That is worrying. But at the same time, Ferrari's sorted, Mercedes are sorted. There's no gap there for a couple of years, at least. Red Bull. Okay. So everyone wants Red Bull to dismantle a team that's got them three titles and get rid of Checo so someone can come and challenge Max. I don't understand why Red Bull would do that. But let's say hypothetically, Lando did get the opportunity to go and drive as Red Bull. That would be the only gap that so he takes on Max. So you could ask, oh well, but who wants to take on Max in Max's team in a car that Max is as seriously? Lando didn't have any options, and he's 24 years old. I think that's the key point. He's 24 years old, and he doesn't have to take on Max right now. He's, as you mentioned, he can do no wrong with McLaren, and he's a hero whether he performs or not. But at the same time, Oscar Piastri is going to keep him honest. I have no doubt about that. So I think Lando made the right call. There is no other place for him to plug into. It would be suicide, career suicide, to go up against Max in Checo's place. So I'm not surprised.
You're saying that it's career suicide for Lando to go up against Max at Red Bull. I think it should be a challenge that he should look into, at least to consolidate his image as this great talent in F1. Like I said, now if he can make a mistake at McLaren, he can always blame it on the car, and Zak Brown is happy to oblige. Yeah, we're not giving him the proper car he needs. And I don't think that's right. And it's a trend happening. It's not only Lando. You could look at Charles Leclerc as well. He renewed beyond with Ferrari for several years. We don't know if they have an exit clause. I think both of these guys are just sitting there in their comfort zone. I don't see Lando at Mercedes, you know, alongside George Russell when Lewis decides to call it quits. But I could see Lando at Red Bull, and Christian Horner said they're interested in him. They're keeping an eye on him. He's a talent that they're looking at all the time. So why doesn't he knock on that door? He said he talked to them, but nothing's there happening. Yeah, for the couple of seasons that are coming, there's nothing there. But come 2026 and beyond, there should be an opening at Red Bull, I believe. And don't forget, there's Audi coming in. Because you know that seat at Audi, everyone's being linked to it. Leclerc, Sainz, maybe Lando with the connections with Andreas Seidl there. I'm not sure. Maybe that's an option he needs to look into. I just don't see it smart to him to lock himself down with McLaren for the new era. And he has no guarantee that they're going to be fast in 2026 and beyond.
Okay, I'm going to throw this one at you, not knowing the facts either of us, and say that I don't believe there won't be an exit clause for 26. If they did not have an exit clause for 26 or a big offer clause is this: I won't drive for anybody else and I won't sign for anybody else, and I'll stay with you for 5 years unless Red Bull, Ferrari, or Mercedes come knocking. Those documents are about that fat. And I would imagine, no one's privy to it. No one knows what these contracts are about. But I'd imagine it would have that covered. I don't see any driver, be it Charles or be it Lando, less so because he's not in a works team. So in terms of Lando, I think he's got all the bases covered. He had nowhere else to go. He's 24. He can wait and see how it pans out in a couple of years' time.
Yeah, I agree that he might have these clauses within the contract. That's the smart thing to do. But I'm looking at things on the face of it, like they say. This is what's announced, committed for years together, and that didn't make sense for me. Hopefully it does. It's going to be a great story if Lando wins with McLaren. But if he doesn't, maybe that could be a mistake in his decision. Hopefully he goes on to achieve great things with McLaren, your best team. I know that. You can't say that they're doing anything wrong. You're always defending them.
Yeah, well, like I say, it's a double-edged sword, but I think Lando made the right call. I mean, he's obviously not alone in it. He'll have his team, and yeah, I think it's a good decision. It makes sense. There wasn't really many alternatives, and yeah, good for McLaren.
Yeah. Time will tell. Thanks, Paul.